Sports brought to you by Wyoming Building Supply and WWC Engineering on this Friday, 17th day of October. James Timberlake in with me. Hey, clear skies this morning, James.
Yeah, it's a little bit nicer than it was the last 3 days.
Yeah, liking that, huh? Well, It's the 17th day of October, and Gary Puckett from Gary Puckett and the Union Gap.
What a name.
People my age know exactly who I'm talking about. 83 years of age, great singer. Alan Jackson is 67 today.
I think these are the guys that I would, the Gary Puckett and the Union Gap, I think these are the guys that I would wake up at like 3:30 in the morning, and there would be an infomercial that's playing that the selling like their large collection of CDs or whatever.
CDs, yes. I'm selling my album collection. 1933, physicist Albert Einstein arrived in the U.S. as a refugee from Nazi Germany on this date.
Mm-hmm.
1979, Mother Teresa was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize for her work on behalf of the destitute in Calcutta on this date. It is Mammography Day. Of course, Pink Link tomorrow. All right. Mulligan Day. Man, how many times have you used one of those, James?
If it's not every day, I'd be surprised.
Okay.
It's basically every day.
Every day.
I'm going to use a mulligan every day.
Going to use a mulligan. Pasta day today. Ooh, sounds good.
Love pasta.
Yeah.
Wouldn't love pasta.
Pay back a friend day.
Sure.
That can be anything.
Yeah.
Pay back a friend.
In any way.
Right. Spreadsheet day.
Oh, and my favorite.
Why do you, you know, I don't like spreadsheets. You know the reason, I like them if they're laid out properly.
Yeah.
But when I'm looking at them on
that's the hard part.
When I'm looking at them on my computer, it's, and if they're big ones or long ones or wide ones, it's like, I don't like that.
Yeah, no, I got a
love template.
I got a template that I follow, and that's about it.
Okay.
And I try not to, if I'm creating one from scratch, I do not enjoy it.
Yeah, I just don't like it. It's, you know, you're always constantly moving the screen around, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway. Wear something gaudy day. Are you wearing something gaudy today? I don't think you're wearing anything gaudy today.
I don't know what that word means.
Gaudy?
Gaudy.
I don't know.
It's G-A-U-D-Y, right?
Yeah, G-A-U-D-Y.
Extravagantly bright or showy. Typically so as to be tasteless.
There you go.
Okay.
As we were, so if you didn't know the exact definition, you do now, because it was dictionary day yesterday. So there you go. We learned our word. Saturday, Pam Dauber is 74. She was here in Sheridan.
Pam Dauber was in Sheridan?
Yes, actress.
Like
74.
Like yesterday or just previously?
No, previously.
Okay.
She was with Kenny Rogers when they were filming Wild Horses, I believe. She was here. Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Oh, I know Grant's excited for that one. Grant Urey, our graphics man.
65.
That's his favorite person on planet Earth, apart from his wife and child.
Really? I didn't know that.
Big Jean-Claude Van Damme guy.
Oh, man. That guy's a stud, and he's 65.
Yeah. Kind of...
Jeez. Kind of makes me feel bad.
He's a... I mean, he was a man of a generation, you know?
He's built like a brick, too.
He's Bloodsport. All the fighting movies.
Right. Bloodsport, Time Cop, Universal Soldier.
Hard Target, Street Fighter, the movie, the game turned into a movie.
Yeah. 1867, Alaska, United States took possession of Alaska, purchasing it from Russia for $7.2 million. Russia's probably gone. That was not a good move on our part. 1921, Charles, and it's also Alaska Day today.
Awesome.
1921, Charles Perkins... Charles Perkins Strite of Iowa received a patent for his pop-up toaster. That was 1921. Before, it only would heat on, they had electric toasters, but they only heated on one side at a time, so you'd have to pick up your bread, turn it around, heat the other side, but this did both. Good job, Charles.
Shout out to Chucky P. That's what I'll call him.
That's good. Chocolate Cupcake Day.
Okay.
All right.
I like chocolate cupcakes. Sure.
Yeah. Independent Video Store Day. I don't think there is any of those left.
There's one. I remember seeing this.
It's in Oregon, isn't it?
It's in Eugene, Oregon.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Blockbuster still in Eugene, Oregon.
Yeah.
I think there's one in Alaska, too, I think, if I remember correctly. But they're independently owned now.
Right.
So It's not part of the chain, obviously.
Loud Shirt Day. Jeez, if I would have known that, I would have wore a loud shirt.
Oh, it's that and gaudy. So you can do a loud shirt and a gaudy shirt. Pants or something.
Right. Sweets Day.
Sure.
Sweets Day?
Sweets.
Sweets.
Sweets. Okay.
It's in, by the way, the last Blockbuster, Bend, Oregon.
Bend, Oregon. Okay. Not, I knew it was in Oregon somewhere.
Not where the University of Oregon is, where Oregon State is.
And it's funny because on this date in 1985, the first Blockbuster video store opened in Dallas, Texas.
Oh, there we go.
So that happened. School. Sunday School Teacher Appreciation Day.
Okay. So, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I had nuns growing up.
Okay.
They weren't very nice.
Right.
Sweet elderly women that like to use a ruler on you. So, yeah.
Yeah, I'm happy we don't have to worry about that anymore, to be honest with you.
All right, we'll just leave it at that. Okay. Mega Millions rises.
Again.
625 tonight, James. 625 mil.
Oh, no.
I shouldn't even read this story because, you know, people are doing it. They're doing it already. Some people are. But I'm just going to put this idea in other people's heads. So I don't want you to do this. Tammy Carvey. Did I set that up pretty good?
Yeah.
Tammy Carvey of Michigan won $100,000 Powerball drawing.
Oh, I'm sure she did.
She used ChatGPT numbers.
I mean, to be fair, if there's any use of AI, I'm like, all right, whatever. I'm okay with that one. Who cares? What, are you going to come up with the numbers off the top of your head? No.
No.
So just say, hey, computer, you do it.
Now, this one's interesting. A trust in Texas has claimed the second half of the September 6th $1.7 billion Powerball jackpot.
Mm.
It was a trust fund. Wow.
Whoa,
a trust in Texas.
Mm.
I'd like to know more details about that trust.
I don't.
Last time I checked, some trust funds, you just don't go buy lottery tickets with them. With the trust fund money.
Well, to be fair, I don't think that's a very good investment for your trust fund. If that's what they're using it for, I'd be a little worried about that.
That one paid off because they hit it big.
Yeah. I don't know.
With $1.7 billion.
Yeah, that's true. Then they'll think that's a good investment.
Yeah.
Not a good investment. Well,
it is for them now.
Really quickly, Bob, I don't know if you saw this the other day, because I know you and I both are rather fond of our protein shakes that we drink.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Consumer Reports did a story. I don't know if this is in your notes at all. Maybe not. But they did a story about how certain protein powders and shakes contain high levels of lead.
Ooh.
And they went through a list of some of the products that they were testing. And a decent number of these are...
ones we're drinking?
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say, you might want to check on this.
We might be changing our protein shakes,
James. There are a couple
James.
Of them in here. Yeah, like Huel has a 1,288% of the limit of lead that you should be having per week. And that's one of them. There's a couple of those in here. So pay attention to your protein. Go find this report. Any listener that drinks protein shakes like I do and Bob does, go and make sure that that's not one of yours that's in here.
Okay.
That's James, on the high side.
It is. Finally, this morning, it is National Backwards Name Day.
Ah.
Now, my first name is a palindrome. Palindrome name, they call it that?
Yeah.
Because you can spell it front and back, Bob.
But not Robert.
No, Robert.
Mine's, and I didn't realize this until there are people with this name. My first name backwards is Samaj.
Samaj.
Yeah, and that's a name that people have.
Yeah, Samaj.
It's just James backwards.
Yeah,
I never
it's just
realized
James backwards. Yeah, you know what your last name backwards is?
I'm not even going to.
It's like Ekalribit.
Yeah, I can't even do it backwards.
Ekalribit, man. Mine is Snemmarj.
Hey, maybe somebody's got that name out there too.
Bob Snemmarj.
Yeah.
That's my new name. I'm going to take that on, man. My name is Bob Snemmarj.
Yeah. Or you can do Robert backwards too.
I didn't spell that backwards yet. So
I can't spell these back. Hold on. T E.
Are you spelling it out?
I'm trying.
Are you writing it out?
Is it?
You have to write it out before you do anything. Okay. And in mine is Trember.
Yeah, there we go. That's okay. Right. Man, that's hard to do. Spell it.
Yeah, Trember. Yeah.
I don't like
Trember.
I don't like how hard it is for me to
Robert,
spell things backwards.
It's Trember Snemarge.
Man, that's I don't like that.
I know, right? National Backwards Day. But my first name? Bob.
Bob. Palindrome.
All right, palindrome. James, have an awesome day.
Check your protein powder. People.
Check your protein powder. James has got that for you. Hey, get in here. We'll check our list over. Coming up, James has got Swap Shop next hour. Fox News on the way. Bronx football tonight. Number one, number two, both undefeated. We'll have it for you. James will have the halftime show on Newstalk 930. But it'll be on KWYO and live on SheridanMedia.com.